Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back to the Kenny and JT Show here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. It's that time of the week when we honor our Sarshon Ford Player of the Week. And my goodness, what a game this young man had this past weekend. He racked up 287 yards on 35 carries, four touchdowns in a 49-46 win over Warren Harding. Running back Wiltrell Hartson joining us from Maslin. Congratulations, Wiltrell.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the game. We know you were going to be kind of the workhorse for this team as you burst onto the scene last year. You come back as a junior, bigger, stronger, better than ever. But 35 carries against a very good Harding team. Were you expecting that many totes of the football in a game of that magnitude?
No.
So as it's going on, do you realize how many times you're carrying it, or you're just in the flow of the game or whatever the coach is calling, you're ready to take on the challenge?
No, I just be taking on the challenge, basically. I just get the ball, and I don't ever think about how many times I get the ball.
The offensive line, obviously, ever since Coach Moore has been there at Maslin, has been a major factor. And I was looking, as we're going to do your game this week against St. Ed's, so I'm looking at some of these guys up there. Nash at 305, Woods at 260, Turpin at 340. How much of your success is attributed to those guys up front?
A lot. It's good because they open up holes for me. They gave me good seams.
For you, as the game's going on against Warren Harding, all right, you guys jumped out early, and Austin Browley, I mean, how sweet is that? Opening kickoff, boom. He takes it to the house, and you're up 7-0. How comforting is it, or how, I guess maybe the confidence level, how much confidence do you have when you're already playing from in front before you even touch the ball?
Good, because I know it ain't just me going to be running the ball or just doing it. It's the whole team thing, so it's more players that's going to put a lot of effort in it before the offense hit the field.
All right, so the offensive line, we talked about it. You've got a new quarterback this year in Darius McElroy, who's taken over for Zach Catrone, who took over for Aiden Longwell. So he's a new guy in there, but a quarterback's best friend is a running back who can rack up yards. So take me through the game as it was progressing. What were the keys for you to put up the 287 and the four touchdowns in the game?
We was really just trying to push. We was trying to run fast and run hard and move quickly and score fast. That really wasn't the thing to get that many yards. I wasn't really thinking about that. We were just trying to win the game.
So are you, and I've never done this, so I have no idea. That's why we love having you on, you know, to talk about this. As the game's progressing, are you getting a feeling like, hey, this could be a big game, that the game plan in the O-line, what we practiced all week long, what we're doing is working big time?
Yes, because then by halftime, we started to get used to it. We started to get the momentum up. So we started to get back on ahead, and we're getting better and better.
And they needed the team all 49 points because Harding didn't give up. They made a great comeback there in the second half. So, 287 for you this week. You were over 200 yards the week before. Did you have any goals in mind for this year individually? I know you want to win a state championship, and that's everybody's goal there with the Tigers, and that's first and foremost. But did you have any individual goals that you set for yourself this year?
My goals is to every game have over 150 yards or more than that, to 200 or up, depending on how many carries I get and how the momentum is. But yeah, I got a lot of goals.
Yeah, you do. You're averaging 184 through the first four games, and you're playing one of the toughest schedules in the entire state of Ohio. So what's that do for your confidence, knowing that you're one of the top running backs in the entire state, right? You got Boston College looking at you, Temple, Ohio State, I think, was at one of your games looking at you, and you're putting up these numbers against Pickerington Central, Warren Harding, and you've got St. Ed's coming up this week.
It's just showing that we playing against great teams, and we our whole team playing, and we doing good against good teams, not just no five teams that's above us, the teams that everybody see that's a ranked above us, go head to head against them.
Will Terrell Hartson is our guest here on the Kenny and JT Show. He is our Sarshon Ford Player of the Week for week number 3. If you're watching this on Facebook, you see his numbers at the bottom of our screen there. 35 carries, 287 in total rushing yards last week over Warren Harding. 40 in one game, but 4 touchdowns, maybe 40 for the season by the time it's over. We'll have to wait and see. But a big game coming up this week for you, as I mentioned, St. Ed's, one of the top teams in the country. And last year, you guys played them early in the season. I think it might have been week number 1. And they beat you by 1 point. Is there a little, I don't want to say revenge, but is there some motivation based on what happened last year to come back and get a win against St. Ed's this week?
Yes, because we lost to them. We want to finish what we ain't finished last year, because we were supposed to win that game.
But yeah, mistakes, and they had a razzle-dazzle halfback option pass, I think, that helped them get that victory. But again, it's such a tough schedule, but I understand what Coach Moore is doing, because, again, the goal for every team in the state is to win the state championship. For the Tigers, though, having been to the state finals 3 straight years, you want to get prepped and ready and battle-tested, right, during the regular season. So these games, win or lose with the expanded playoffs this year, I'm guessing these are going to make you guys ready for whatever the test is this year in the Division II playoffs, correct?
Yes.
So for you, with that in mind, is it the mindset of one game at a time, and you don't look past St. Ed's and worry about the playoffs? Is that what the coaches are preaching to you? And if so, how do you make sure that that is the focus every week?
Well, yeah, you're right. We go one game every time, because you don't want to go overhead. You want to have a main focus on the team you play in the week you play them.
Tell me a little bit about Darius McElroy and the job that he's doing for you guys at quarterback in his first year as the starter there for the Tigers.
He's doing great. He made good plays. Like when the ball go over him, or if he has to run the ball, he's gonna make good plays.
And then we mentioned Browley as a kick returner and a punt returner. He also plays safety on defense, and he's a wide receiver on offense. How nice is it to have a multi-dimensional weapon to counter what you do on offense?
Good, because he can do a lot of things. He can play more than one position.
So last thing, and we'll let you go, Will Terrell, we appreciate your time. We wish you nothing but the best this week against St. Ed's the rest of the season. What's it going to take for this Tigers team to get over the hump this year and bring that playoff state championship trophy back to Tigertown in Massillon?
To be disciplined and be fast.
Discipline and be fast. Well, so far for you, check and check. And we hope that you continue to do those things for the Tigers this year. And we'll see you on the field in Tigertown on Friday night as we're doing that game as our Sarshon Ford Radio Game of the Week. Best of luck.
Thank you.
There is our Sarshon Ford Player of the Week, Will Terrell Hartson, joining us here on the Kenny and JT Show. Back with more right after this.